Workbook. Skills practice. Page 84. Oral comprehension 4. You are going to hear 6 different conversations about renewable energy. Listen and choose the correct answer. 1. You hear a government spokesman talking about a new renewable energy project. What does he say about the project?
We are pleased to announce a huge new renewable energy project in the west of Britain. We are going to build tidal lagoons around the coast. As the tide comes in, water will push the turbines and produce electricity. When the tide goes out, the water will push in the opposite direction, again producing energy. Unlike solar and wind energy, tidal energy is guaranteed every day of the year. Our first lagoon will be built in Swansea Harbour, and if it is successful, we will build 5 more. These will provide jobs, help to protect the coast from storms, and produce enough electricity to power 30% of all homes in the UK.
2. You overhear 2 people talking. What does the man say is different about a green gym?
I'm going to a green gym. Do you want to come?
What's a green gym?
It's called a gym, but it's basically outdoor voluntary work. I go 3 times a week, which is the same number of times I used to go to my gym. We do activities like gardening, tree planting, cleaning up, and that sort of thing. There are even warm-up exercises like in a gym class. I've heard that the activities use up more calories than exercising in a gym. The other volunteers are older than people you meet in the gym, and less competitive. It's great, and at the end of the day, we feel as if we've done something useful for the community.
3. You overhear 2 people talking about renewable energy. What does the girl say about Portugal?
Did you read this article about Portugal?
No, what does it say?
It says that Portugal produces all its electricity needs from renewable energy.
I suppose that's by using solar power, since it's a warm country.
Not only. Their Atlantic coast is very windy, and the sea can be incredibly powerful. So they've got solar, wind and hydropower. Lots of countries are having similar success. Germany, Denmark and others. Soon Britain will be the only country using fossil fuels. Or we'll have to import clean energy from other European countries who produce more than they need.
4. You hear 2 people talking about a solar backpack. What does the boy say is its main advantage compared to other solar backpacks?
Cool backpack.
Thanks. It's a solar backpack. It can keep my phone charged while I'm cycling.
Great. Would you recommend it?
Yes, I think so. They're still a lot more expensive than a normal backpack, but prices are coming down slowly. What I like about this particular one is that it's really comfortable. It only weighs a couple of kilograms. Some of the solar backpacks on the market are bigger, which is useful if you want to carry a laptop, but they're quite heavy. Since I want to use mine while I'm cycling, the weight is an important consideration for me. I've got bags on the back of my bike which have got lots of space. The backpack is really just for my phone and 1 or 2 essentials.
5. You are listening to a talk about the reintroduction of wolves to Scotland. How does the speaker say they will make life easier for farmers?
Thank you all for coming. We are here to talk about the reintroduction of wolves to Scotland, where they lived naturally until the 18th century. Wolves will attract tourists, bringing money to hotels and other tourist-related businesses. It's important to point out that the danger is much exaggerated. Only 8 people in the whole of Europe and Russia have been killed by them in the last 50 years. I know farmers are worried about wolves killing their sheep. It's true that this may happen, and we should make it easy for farmers to be compensated for any losses. However, the introduction of wolves will also save money. Since wolves have died out, deer have no natural enemies and cause enormous damage to the environment. As a result, the deer population has had to be controlled by hunting. Reintroducing wolves would control the number of deer.
6. You hear someone talking about an unusual school. What is true about the school's students?
The Green School in Bali opened in 2008. It is green both because of its design and its curriculum. The buildings are powered by renewable energy and built from renewable sources such as bamboo and mud. There's also a bamboo bridge across the local river, linking the school to nearby communities. 3 school buses, which run on biodiesel, made from cooking oil, are used for school trips. Lessons include environmental studies, entrepreneurial learning, and creative arts. Students also work in the school's organic garden as part of their studies. Many students speak English well, but there are also special English lessons for non-English speakers. However, places are limited. Many students become very environmentally aware after their time here, and 2 students have started the group Bye Bye Plastic Bags in an attempt to reduce waste in Bali.